What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Okay, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about control. C-O-N-T-R-O-L. That's what I correctly? T-R-O. Okay, yeah, control. So I was about to go into the Lil Boosie song, wasn't it? I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D. Yeah, but seriously, y'all, pretty much everything that you see a narcissistic person do is about control. It just is. Every single thing that you see a narcissistic person do, the motive behind a lot of what they do is control. It just absolutely is. They want to we want to control every single thing around us, y'all. We literally want to control every single thing around us. We want to control how we view. We want to control our finances. We want to control, like, literally every day. I'm telling you, everything. Like, we want to control too much. That's the issue. That's one of the main issues that we first kind of uncovered in my journey, in my therapy journey, was the fact that I was trying to control too much stuff, y'all. One of the very first exercises, I don't have my notebook with me, I'll show y'all, that we did in therapy was a control exercise. Like, I feel like you have a problem with controlling things. I'm like, I don't know. I was like, I feel like I'm in control of pretty much my own little orbit. So we did this exercise, right? It's one little circle like this big, y'all. And then on the inside, on the outside, you draw a big circle like this, right? And you put a little circle on the inside of it. You take up the whole paper, pretty much. On the smaller inner circle, you write down all the stuff that you feel like you have control over. All the stuff that you have control over. In the bigger circle, the stuff that you don't have control over. So you can see how this exercise is supposed to go. The bigger circle is supposed to be have more stuff in it than the smaller circle, because you're not supposed to have the control over too many things, over a lot of stuff. My circle was inverted. I had so much stuff on the inside circle that it was leaking into the bigger circle. She was like, just stop. It's too much. You see the issue right here. I was like, yeah, I see the issue. I'm trying to control. Like, your narcissistic person tries to control too much. And my therapist said this stems from childhood. It pretty much stems from childhood. The lack of control over our environment in our childhood has caused us to try to control too much in our adulthood. Or as we grow, we try to control more stuff. You know what I mean? The bigger, stronger, taller, whatever we get, the older we get, the more influence we have, the more we try to control stuff. We want to control the narrative. We control not just my stuff, control your stuff. If you're my significant other, try to control your stuff. You're my husband, you're my wife, try to control your stuff. You're my kids, definitely the kids, try to control your stuff. You get to the point where you try to control your parents. Yeah, it's weird how the dynamic flips. When you get older, you try to control your parents and stuff like that, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all, this office is kind of toasty. So I know y'all looking at it like, Lee got a tank top on. Right. This is my tank top for my own brand, first of all, y'all. I'm the self-love brand. I love me. Abbreviated is I'm free. You see, it's available now. The link is in every description. So I'm free. This is one of the iterations, y'all. But back to the topic of hand. Yeah, try to control too much, y'all. It's frustrating. Like I said, this is the thing I've come up with in my own journey right now. I feel like most narcissistic people, most toxic people, whoever, are products of their environment. And we don't like it. We don't like being products of our environment, because we feel like we had no input on the variables in our environment, right? We can control the stuff that come in and outside of our environment. Like some narcissistic people, when they're growing up, they can't control who comes in and out of their house, who controls who comes in and out of their life, who has access to them, who can hurt them, who can talk to them in any type of way. You know what I mean? So eventually, we go from being products of our environment to trying to make our entire environments products of us, where we control everything. We control every single variable. Everything that comes in, everything goes out. Just like an island. I know y'all hear me say this before about narcissist island. It's pretty much an island, y'all. We want, if you are with a narcissistic person, you end up on narcissist island with them. Well, we control the exports and the imports. The exports could be emotions, could be products, could be people, could be whatever it is. And the imports could be the same thing. We control that. We want our environment, our own little space of our life, we want to be controlled in every single aspect of that. And once we feel like we're losing control, we tend to discard things. People, jobs, whatever it is. you know, friendships, school, whatever we feel like we're losing control over, we tend to discard. Not always, sometimes we tend to discard the stuff we can't control. The products, the unknown variables that come into our life, we try to get rid of them because we can't control them anymore. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, I'm just flabbergasted. My mind is blown or whatever. You know, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to do too much. You know, so if we can't control it, we try to get rid of it. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, you're in a relationship with this person and they feel like they can't control you. So guess what they do? They smear campaign you, and then they tend to get rid of you. They discard you. They go find somebody else who they might have a little bit more power and control over. You see how that works? You see how that works right there. Once we feel like we're losing control of something, we tend to get rid of it and try to replace it with something that we can control. If we need X's, you become a Y, we get rid of you. Need another X. Find me another X, another X constant, another X variable. You know, you become a Y or a Z or a W or U, whatever variable you become, we get rid of you because you're not an X. We can control the X's, the letter X, but we can't control the Y's, the Z's, whatever. So we try to, you know, like, you own narcissist island. I'm telling you, that's why a lot of times you deal with narcissistic people. Some of them don't have any friends. Some narcissists have a lot of friends. Some of them don't have any friends. They tend to self-isolate because they feel like they can't, because we are out of control. Right now, I went from, even in my own personal life, I went from having a ton of friends to being like on narcissist island by myself. I've self-isolated myself. You know what I mean? I'm getting back out there pretty soon, y'all. That's what I'm trying to do. That's why we're doing like the live in-person meet and greets and the meetups and stuff like that right now. You know what I mean? We're doing the meet and greets, the meetups right now. Because of that, that's how we're doing this stuff right now, y'all. We're doing the live in-person meet and greets, the meetups, so I can get out there and meet more people, interact with more people, have more friends and stuff like that. Because I'm on narcissist island myself, y'all. I've self-isolated. I'm telling y'all, the stuff that I talk about in my videos, I do a lot of this stuff, or I have done a lot of this stuff. You know what I mean? I don't come here and try to paint myself the picture of like the nice narcissist. I'm just like, yeah, I'm just telling y'all the stuff I've done. I'm not trying to get forgiveness from y'all because I didn't do it to y'all. You know what I mean? Yeah, my life is, you know, is going the way it needs to go right now. So I'm just like, I'm still trying to control way too much stuff. I'm lessening it down because we did the exercise in probably the third or fourth month of therapy. And we did it again in probably year three and a half, year four. And my control, the stuff I try to control has went down, y'all. I let go and I've learned to let go and let grow. A seed cannot grow in your hand, but it can grow in the ground. It can grow in the dirt. So you have to let it go. You have to let the seed go and let it grow. So I've learned more and more over time to let things go and let them grow. Like, just little stuff in my life, like people in my life. I was like, okay, I can't control this person more, and I don't need to control them. I need to let them go so they can grow and become who they are supposed to be. And I can become who I'm supposed to be. You see how that works? The narcissistic person in your life could be your mom, it could be your dad, it could be your brother, it could be your sister, it could be your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, your non-binary partner, whoever your partner is, whoever you're dealing with, y'all. You mean, they could be that, because like I said, narcissism knows no gender, it knows no relationship dynamic. It's narcissism is fluid, toxicity is fluid. It takes the shape of narcissism is kind of like water. It takes the shape of whatever container it's in. Like, this is water. It could be some lick, but it's water. You know what I mean? Let me make sure this is water. Yeah, that's water. Y'all, I was just joking. But yeah, narcissism knows no bounds. I'm telling y'all, it just knows no bounds. You have to get to the point where, like, if you're dealing with a narcissist, they're trying to control too much stuff. But Lee, how do we get them to relinquish control so we can make the relationship work out? I wish I could tell you. I wish there was a foolproof formula for me to tell you how to get your narcissist to do that, the narcissist, the partner, whatever, your mom, your dad, whoever the narcissist in your life is. I wish there was a formula, a way that you can paint narcissism as a nice thing to have, because narcissism in today's society is insulting to call somebody a narcissist unless they already accept it. Like me, you can call me a narcissist all you want to. I'm like, okay, cool, I'm a narcissist. I told you I am. You know what I mean? I don't see it as an insult, but most people do. You know what I mean? Well, Lee, it's your fault because you're contributing to the stigma with your videos to make it seem like all narcissists are terrible. While I'm making it seem like all narcissists are terrible, while being a self-aware narcissist on a platform of over 2 million people now, they're showing you that not all narcissists are terrible through his own actions. And just, I digress, y'all. I digress. I ain't about to argue people back and forth about what I do. But yeah, seriously, y'all, narcissists just try to control too much. And you, like, they can't, one thing they want to control is you. They want to control definitely you. So if you, how do we get them to relinquish control? You have to set boundaries, y'all. Your boundaries are your control mechanisms. You know what I mean? Your boundaries are your controlling mechanisms. Your boundaries are your controlling foundation. Your boundaries, yours. You, your own boundaries. You control you. They don't have control over you. You can't, they cannot control what they don't own you. They can't control you, y'all. I know that it seems like they're controlling you because of the finances or whatever situation you're in. I know it seems that way, but it's not that way, y'all. Everything is not what it seems. So stay in power. You know, go to the shop. Get it, yo. Get your I am, I love me shirt. You know, self-love shirt. Anyways, y'all, be blessed. Take care of yourself. Like and subscribe. And like, if you're in Austin, Texas area, on October the 15th, y'all, the meet and greet is coming up. I think it's 17 days left. There's over 100. It blows my mind. There's over 120 people that have already registered for the free event in Austin, Texas. So go to NARC Avengers, N as in Nancy, ARC, Avengers.com/Texas. And go ahead and get registered. Yeah, y'all can do the free event where there's going to be a lot of people there, meet and greet type stuff. Vibes are going to be crazy. Or you can do the private Q&A where there's going to be less people there. You mean way less people. Anyways, y'all, NARCAvengers.com/Texas. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.